Huh? What you waiting for? Tell Mom. And now, Dick Tracy. When Zacchelli the Great, the celebrated trapeze artist, vanished from the circus mysteriously, it was learned that he had in his possession information which might be of some help to the Allies. That is why Dick Tracy is more than usually interested in finding him if he's still alive. Now, we know, although Tracy does not, that Chuckles, the famous clown, and Spaulding, the ringmaster, are actually espionage agents working for the Nazis. At Tracy's suggestion, Junior has taken a job with the circus. As our story continues today, we find ourselves under the big top of the young detective. Listen.
Holy mackerel, Mr. Stumbles. I've carried more pails of water for these elephants than I can count.
Well, elephants drink a lot of water, Junior. Got plenty of space to store it in.
Golly, Mr. Stumbles, don't they ever get filled up?
Oh, sure. I reckon they're filled now. You don't have to bring no more water. And while we're about it, I wish you'd stop calling me Mr. Stumbles. Just Stumbles is enough.
Stumbles?
That's right. You see, Stumbles ain't my real name. I'm just called Stumbles on account of I'm sort of big and awkward and always stumbling over my own feet. I guess that's why I like elephants so much. They're kind of big and awkward and stumbling, too.
Say, you sure are a powerful man, aren't you, Stumbles?
Yeah, I got a lot of strength, but I ain't got much brains. I'm a very dumb guy.
You sure don't think much of yourself, do you?
Oh, I'm good for the work I do, but I could never do nothing else. Just feeding the elephants and the gorillas and the other animals is about all I'm capable of doing. By the way, it's time to feed the gorilla now. You want to help me?
Gee, I'll say. I'd sure like that.
Okay, you see that bunch of bananas over there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bring them along while I carry this pail of milk.
Hey, is that what the gorilla eats? Bananas and milk?
Yeah, that and cereals. Tons and tons of them, it sometimes seems to me. And lots of other... Whoop! Oh, shucking.
Oh, he stumbled.
Yeah, and spilled a little of the milk, too. Well, Cecil won't mind, I guess.
Cecil? Who's Cecil?
The gorilla.
You mean to say what Spaulding the ringmaster calls that mighty mastodonic denizen of the African jungles is called Cecil?
Well, that's what I call him. You see, he likes me. With me, he's gentle as a baby. I used to know a fellow was also kind of gentle like a baby, and his name was Cecil. So I called the gorilla Cecil, too. Oh, there's Cecil now. See him?
Oh, how could I miss seeing him? Golly, he practically fills up the entire cage.
Yeah, he's a big fella, all right. Just like me. Big and powerful and dumb and awkward. Maybe that's why he loves me. I don't know. We're two of a kind.
Oh, boy, he's big, all right. Must weigh at least 500 pounds. Say, you weigh about 200, don't you, Stumble?
Hey, gee, that's right. How did you know?
We junior detectives train ourselves to know these things. Holy mackerel.
Now, don't be afraid. He's just saying hello, that's all. Hello, Cecil. This is a friend of mine named Junior. You two got to get to know each other and be friends.
Are you sure he means that for a friendly welcome?
Oh, sure, sure. Now, just let me get the cage open.
Get the cage open?
Sure. You can't make friends with no one unless you can shake hands with him, can you?
You mean I'm going to shake hands with old Cecil?
Yep. Cecil, how you been doing? Oh, fine. That's good. This here's Junior. Junior's got some bananas for you. Shake hands with him, Junior.
Look,
what's the matter? Did you lose your tongue?
No, I lost my nerve.
Elephants and giraffes, boy, ain't nothing to be afeard on. And you don't have to worry about Cecil if he's your friend. I'll shake hands with Cecil, huh? Cecil, he's bashful. You shake hands with him.
Holy mackerel, my hand, where's it disappeared to?
Well, Cecil's holding it. Oh, look at that. He's putting an arm around your shoulder. Easy now, Cecil. He's not a big fella like me.
I feel like I'm wearing a live fur coat. You know, I'm not afraid anymore. It's just like you said. He is like a baby.
Oh, sure. He wouldn't hurt nobody unless you're mean to him or to somebody he likes. Then you should see him. A fella got in a fight with me one day. Oh, I had a little argument, one word brought on another. You know how it is, and we had a fight. Well, Cecil darn near busted out of his cage. Bent the bars every which way. If he'd have got out, he'd have sure made mincemeat of that feller.
Say, but he didn't get out, did he?
No, and I made mincemeat of the feller. I'm awkward, but I'm powerful.
Golly.
Well, give Cecil the bananas, and let's get around about our business. We've got a lot to do yet.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Stumbles, I've got to deliver the mail that came in this afternoon. Mind if I do that before I go on help?
Oh, shucks, no. Go ahead.
Got to deliver that mail. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, will you look at these names. Can't even pronounce half of them. Isn't there such a thing as an American circus performer?
Hey, hey, Sonny. You got any mail for me, Sonny?
Huh? Oh, who are you?
A Bonzo, the Indian rubber man. See?
Golly, your skin's like rubber.
Well, naturally. Wouldn't be the Indian rubber man if it weren't.
I think there's a letter here for you. Oh, yeah, huh? Two of them. Here you are.
Oh, dear. Another bill from that vulcanizing company.
Well, I'll be doggone. Uh-oh. Is this guy coming along all dressed up like an Arabian sheik?
Have you any mail for me, my young friend?
I'm sorry. I don't know everybody around here yet. Do you mind giving me your name?
Oh, I'm called Cartlet. Well, I am the sword swallower.
Oh, yeah. I have a package for you. Here it is.
Ah, excellent. Those are the new knives I ordered. Let me see. Ah, yes. Look at them. Are they not beauties?
Golly, they sure look shiny and sharp. Shall I put them in your dressing room for you?
No, do not bother. I will swallow them on my way.
Jumpin' Jiminy, you sure meet some funny people around here. Uh-oh, here's Chuckle's dressing room, and I've got some letters for him. I'll just leave them inside. Anybody home? I guess Chuckles is doing his act. Golly, he sure was funny up at Mr. Harper's estate this afternoon entertaining all those poor kids. Well, I'll just leave the letters on this dressing table and... Oh, golly, now I've done it. Knocked a glass jar of grease paint off the table and smashed it. Well, better clean it up, I guess. Wait a minute. What's this? Something concealed in the grease paint? Holy mackerel, this looks important. I better copy this and tell Dick about it right away. Yes, sir, right away.
Tracy speaking. Federal agent Nicholson? Send him in. Wonder what Nick's doing in town. We'll soon know. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the big city.
Hello, Tracy.
Say, you sound tired. Sit down.
Thanks.
There are cigarettes in that box there. Help yourself.
Since when you taking to smoking?
Oh, I don't smoke. My friends do. You don't catch me imitating a smoking chimney.
I heard you got back from India. Thought I'd drop in and have a chat for old time's sake.
Yeah? Suppose you come clean, Mick.
What do you mean, Tracy?
You don't fool me. You've never wasted a moment while you were on a case.
How do you know I'm on a case now?
Well, for one thing, you're here instead of behind your desk in Washington. For another, you're tired, which tells me you've been working hard.
All right, Sherlock, you win. Yes, I am working on a case, Tracy.
And you want some help?
Not help, exactly. I just want to talk it over. You know how it is. Sometimes when you talk a case over, you get ideas.
Well, go ahead and talk.
Tracy, Korsakov is missing.
Korsakov? Not Sergei Korsakov?
Yep.
Well, since when?
Since 2 months ago. He left Washington suddenly, and he hasn't been seen since. I've tracked him through 5 states, and I finally wound up here. In the department, we think something has happened to him. Something deadly.
Great Scott, Nick. Korsakov's an important man to your department. You can't afford to lose a man like that. Why, he was one of the greatest impersonators and quick change artists I've ever met. To say nothing of being a top-flight federal man. He worked on his own, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he was under orders, of course. But he dug up his own clues, followed his own leads, and, well, he acted usually as he thought best.
Any idea why he left Washington?
Nope. I've trailed him all through the South and now here. But I've lost his trail here.
Well, what makes you think something's happened to him?
Well, when he left, he told me he was starting out on a pretty dangerous job. Said if I didn't hear from him within a month, I'd know something was wrong. Well, I haven't heard. And I'm worried.
I see. Well, Nick, I'll give you as much help as I can. Funny thing. You and I are working on pretty much the same type of case.
What's yours?
The disappearance of the trapeze artist from the circus. A fellow named Zacelli the Great.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. He's disappeared, you say?
Yes, and under very peculiar circumstances. I'm convinced he knew something of vital importance. Something that might help us immeasurably in breaking up a spy ring here.
So... Dick!
Well, Junior, wait a minute. I want to take you... Hey, what is it? What happened to you?
Dick, I gotta see him. I gotta see you right away.
In a moment, we'll return to Dick Tracy. But first,